And now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday the 20th of June 2024. There are warnings of gales in Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, Southeast Iceland, 991, expected west of Norway, 989 by 1800 on Thursday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Westerly, 5 to 7, backing southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5. Occasional rain, moderate or good. North at Sierra, south at Sierra. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain, then fair, moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less, then south 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, then fair, good. Tyne, Dogger. South or southwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, fair, good. Fisher. West or southwest, 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, fair, good. German Bight. Westerly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first and north, becoming variable 3 or less, fair, good. Humber. Variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Northeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, except in Thames, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Biscay. Cyclonic, 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, southeast Fitzroy. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, showers, mainly good. Northwest Fitzroy, Seoul. Northerly, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in West Seoul, mainly fair, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest later, fair, good. Shannon. Variable 3 or 4, becoming southwest 5 or 6, occasional rain, moderate or good. Rockall, Mallon. Southwesterly 4 or 5 at first to North Rockall, otherwise variable 3 or 4, becoming southerly 5 or 6. Rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. West or southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. Southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and far north. Backing southerly 4 or 5, occasional rain, moderate or good. Faroes, west 7 to severe gale 9, backing southwest 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and east, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 19th of June. Tyree, automatic, west-southwest, 4, recent drizzle, 3 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Stornoway, west, 3, recent precipitation, 8 miles, 1,016, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest, 7, rain, 1 mile, 1,010, falling more slowly. Wick, automatic, southwest by west, 5, 16 miles, 1,015, now falling. Aberdeen, west, 3, 35 miles, 1,017, rising slowly. Lucas, west by south, 4, 22 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. Boomer, southwest by west, 2, 16 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Bridlington, south, 2022, now falling. Sambre the light vessel, automatic. Northeast by north, 5, 11 miles, 1022, now falling. St. Catherine's Point, automatic. East-northeast, 4, 1022, rising slowly. Jersey, northeast, 5, recent rain, 16 miles, 1019, now falling. Scilly, automatic. north 3, 6 miles, 1,023, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northeast 1, 15 miles, 1,023, rising slowly. Aberporth, north by west 1, 24 miles, 1,023, rising slowly. Valley, southwest by south 1, 27 miles, 1,022, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, west-northwest 2, 1,022, rising slowly. Valentia, northeast 1, 19 miles, 1,024, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west 1, 1,022, rising slowly. Malin Head, southwest by west 4, mist 1.5 miles, 1,021, now falling. And Macrahanish Automatic, west 2, 13 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday the 19th of June 2024. The general situation: a ridge of high pressure will continue to build from the Atlantic overnight across central and southern areas, bringing lighter winds and a good deal of fair weather. Low pressure in the far north will bring stronger winds and patchy rain to the north and northwest of Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, then fair, rain later in west, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then south 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest 2 to 4, backing southeast for a time, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in north, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time in north, fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest later, fair, good. Isle of Man. Southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then south 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Variable becoming south or southeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, occasional rain in far north, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable becoming southerly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in North Channel. Occasional rain, then fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming south 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 and north, backing southerly 5 or 6 later. Occasional rain, then fair, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And Shetland Isles. Southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, backing south 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain at first, then mainly fair, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, it's always wonderful to hear what the shipping forecast means to you and where you tune in at 12 minutes to 1 each night. It never ceases to amaze me. Peggy McKirkin sends a message to say that she's listened to the shipping forecast for many years. She says, I love the tune Sailing By. And living on the island of Islay, on the west coast of Scotland, just west of Kintyre, the weather is very important to us, as it is to all islanders, as it means the difference between the ferries sailing to the islands or not. And it usually takes pretty rough weather, she says, to stop them sailing. We have wonderful ferry crews, many of them west coast islanders. She says, it took me a long time to work out what you were saying at the end of the shipping forecast and then realised it was the same as ours, Ihawa, or Gaelic for good night. The shipping forecast, she says, is the last thing I hear before switching off the radio before going to sleep. She says, thank you, Al, and to all the other shipping forecast presenters, Ihawa, or as they say on the Isle of Man, cheery bye. What a lovely message. Thank you so much, Peggy. Lovely to hear from you. And do let me know if you are listening from a particular sea area or what the shipping forecast means to you. You can always drop me an email to al.ryan@bbc.co.uk. Well, that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Andrew Peach in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Divina Gupta and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. On the show, extreme heatwave has claimed hundreds of lives at the Muslim pilgrimage Hajj in Saudi Arabia. We take a look at the high cost of heatwaves on lives and livelihoods around the world.
2023 was the hottest year on record. And so it's ostensibly a coin flip as to whether or not 2024 becomes the hottest year on record.
Also, is the luxury market stagnating? We talk about a study which is showing that many shoppers are turning away from it.
There is a luxury shame going on. So even wealthy customers that can afford and that are buying, they don't want to ostentate wealth. So they are buying more in a subtle way.
All that on Business Matters, but first, the news.
I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Hundreds of Muslim worshippers are reported to have died in Saudi Arabia due to searing heat at the annual Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca. The Saudi government hasn't released any figures, but several countries have confirmed the deaths of their citizens. More details from Alim Makbul.
There is a lot of walking involved during the day. It is hot at the best of times, but we heard that temperatures reached nearly 52 degrees Celsius. And so it would not be surprising if there is more in terms of the number of people who died this year as compared to last year. And last year, we were still talking about more than 500 people that we know of who died. And those figures came eventually, many weeks after the pilgrimage was over, from individual countries. And even with data missing, we know that hundreds died last year.
Canada has become the latest Western country to list the Iranian Revolutionary Guards as a terrorist organisation. Opposition politicians and members of the Iranian diaspora have spent years calling for the change. It means thousands of senior government officials in Iran will be barred from entering Canada. The announcement was made by the Public Safety Minister, Dominic LeBlanc.
This action sends a strong message that Canada will use all of the tools at its disposal to combat the terrorist entity of the IRGC. The Iranian regime has consistently displayed disregard for human rights, both inside and outside of Iran, as well as a willingness to destabilize the international rules-based order.
The leader of Hezbollah has warned that the Lebanese Islamist movement will fight without rules and without limits if a wider conflict with Israel breaks out. Hassan Nasrallah also issued a warning to Cyprus, saying it would be treated as a warring party if it allowed Israeli warplanes to use its bases to